Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Right now, Duke's still number one and Kentucky's two.
Yeah, for now.
Yeah, I mean, no, Duke has 2 5-stars and 2 4-stars.
And James Strebel.
Oh, wow. Okay, so when we get the number one point guard, the number one shooting guard, the number one center, the number one small forward.
You will be above him.
Wait, ahead. Secure it. Let's all say it. Secured.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Secured.
I guess that's James now, too.
Yeah.
That's not even, that should honestly be more of the lead.
Dougie in the number one class.
Yeah, is that monumental battle that we had? Again, that's Gary Parrish's voice saying secured.
Yeah.
For people that don't know. 4 o'clock hour as always, presented by RGB Home Theaters, red, green, blue, rgbhometheaters.com. Hanging out with you here on The Take on this Monday. Reminder, we will be hanging out and have some an updated part of this. We will be hanging out there in Indianapolis, both Strebel and I. We'll tell you more about that. We'll be there for the show tomorrow. Hopefully, technically, we have everything ready to go. And we'll be there, of course, the post-game show and everything else of Kentucky and Michigan State. We'll Mike DeCourcy tomorrow. So we are busy as we end the college football season, of course, for Kentucky that has already ended, and we move into basketball. Okay, Travis Branham, 24/7 Sports, he has been all over this story. We've had him on for months talking about many things, but especially DJ Wagner. And Travis, it comes to an end today, anticlimactic, but it does come to an end nonetheless. DJ Wagner going to Kentucky, we've known this for a period of time now. I guess just generic question, what is your reaction to Kentucky getting DJ Wagner, and obviously this super classic Calipari's put together?
Yeah, it's a reaction. Obviously, is one we all kind of saw coming down the pipe over the last month. It's been something that's been playing out for some time now, obviously. He has been the talk of our, every time you brought me on, he has been basically the focal point of our conversation. But yeah, not been a surprise by any means, but obviously, yes, a huge addition to this recruiting class. It caps off the now number one class in the country. They are locked in that position. There is no changing it unless something drastic happens.
there it is. Yeah.
It would take, again, something drastic. John Calipari back with the crown of the recruiting class. I think it's his first number one class in three cycles now. So good to see him back in the driver's seat.
We just feel so bad for him, Travis. That long travel through the desert of the three cycles. Travis Branham. We had a caller. I think he was joking. His name's Wildcat Steve. He gives one-liners and then he moves away. Travis, what does the addition of DJ Wagner mean for the minutes of Reed Shepherd? That's what he wanted to know. So we'll start there.
I will say the minutes of Reed Shepherd. He will definitely get minutes. He's too skilled. He's too good of a shooter. He's smart. He's going to be able to play, but he will definitely be playing behind DJ Wagner and behind Rob Dillingham. Those two guys are just so dynamic, so skilled. That is nothing against Reed. He is a terrific basketball player. But coming in right away, I would anticipate those two guys being.
Oh, you don't have to answer it that seriously. No, everyone knows who's going to play. But I mean, we kind of wanted analysis, but then we all just wanted to laugh knowing that Reed Sheppard, you might get your minutes. But, hey, it's going to be behind these guys playing with Dillingham. How do you think it works out?
It's going to be a big learning curve. Both guys are ball-dominant guys, high volume. They are both wired to score the basketball. Rob Dillingham, far superior shooter, so that will kind of equip him to be better off the ball. But Rob is so dynamic with the ball, and he loves to play with the basketball in his hands. He's so shifty. I mean, you've seen all the highlight reels.
Oh, yeah.
That kid can go create a bucket with the best of them. So it's going to be interesting to see how those two guys, being Wagner and Dillingham, kind of figure out where they belong, how they're going to play both on and off the ball. It's going to take time. And I think this team could have some bumps in the road just because of that. They're freshmen coming in, and they're both used to being able to go do what they want when they want. So going to take some time to shuffle out. But Rob being such a dynamic shot maker, I like what he could bring off the ball. But DJ will have to learn how to be more of a functional playmaker, a bit more pass first. And likewise, if DJ's or if Rob's more on the ball, then he's going to have to learn the same thing, be more pass first, get others involved more. And DJ will be more of a slasher, get downhill type guy, and then take and make the open shots when they come. But there's a big learning curve ahead for both of those players.
They're not the same players, but Cal can practice a little bit playing Wheeler and trying to figure out how to play Xavier Wheeler and Cason Wallace maybe next to each other when both of those guys look like they can run a team as well. Travis Branum with us here on ESPN 680-1057. So in the end, no official visit to U of L from DJ Wagner. Is that because he didn't want to lead them on? He did not want to tease them? Or is it a truly bad look for Louisville? I want to dive into that maybe a little bit more, but what did you make in the end, him not using one of those officials on U of L?
I just don't think you want to lead them on. I think you had it right. Some kids get it, and they understand that it takes a lot of time and effort and resources to bring kids on campuses. DJ was set on going to Kentucky, and that at the end of the day, he knew he didn't want to waste their time and their resources. Didn't want to lead them on anymore, so he decided, no visit, and let's just lock this in with Kentucky.
I don't know how to answer this. I mean, I think the Louisville fans and Louisville media sure thought they were going to get him after Milt. Heck, I thought they were going to get him after the hiring of Milt. Then they don't get him. And I want to believe all the other reasons why he would go. The relationship there with John Calipari, where Kentucky is as a program, where Louisville is in a rebuild for 99% of this. We didn't know what was going to happen with the NCAA and IARP. But I can't shake that you did hire the grandfather. You sent people to, Nolan Smith went to Spain, and I don't know. I just kind of feel like people around there put out the narrative that they had a great shot, and in the end, you don't get a visit, and it kind of set up this failure situation for Kenny Payne. I think locally that's how I view it. How do I not view it that way when you hire Milt?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think Milt was going to get hired in that position regardless if DJ was coming there or not. I think people are having a hard time separating the two. But that's what I truly believe, was Milt was going to get that job one way or the other. And he had really nothing to do. I think more so, I guess the timing makes it look like he was hired solely for the purpose of bringing DJ on campus. And going to your point of the expectation of DJ coming to Kentucky, I was one of those on board. I thought he was personally, right around the time Kenny Payne was hired, I anticipated Louisville to jump out into the lead. There's information backing that at the time, even before the Milt hiring. Obviously, one of those pieces of information at the time was knowing that Milt was going to be hired. So you, one being an analysis or whatever you want to call me, just being even a fan of the game, you typically give a competitive edge anytime a college program hires a family member. But there was also further information backing, hey, Louisville has a shot here. And so I think at when I put my crystal ball at the time, I made it clear that that was indeed a prediction. It was not one of those things, hey, this is imminent, this is coming down the pipe. But obviously that prediction has turned out to be wrong, so I definitely played a part in those expectations. But to be honest, at the time, I truly did think that DJ Wagner would eventually end up becoming a Louisville Cardinal.
What do you think this Kentucky team will need next year? A couple of these veteran guys to come back. I don't even want to have the Oscar coming back for yet another year. Whether that happens or not, I'm not ready to have that conversation yet. John Calipari has found guys in the portal. Reeves looks like he's going to be a good player. Kellen Grady was a good player. Yeah. Reeves could be a really good player this year, so we've seen him be able to find guys. I mean, he's going to have to surround them with some maturity, you would imagine. That's probably what you know. Again, it's looking towards next year. It's so unfair. They played two games this year. But this is going to be a very young Kentucky team, much like we saw at the beginning of the Calipari era.
Yeah, absolutely. They're going to have to hit the portal. They're going to have to bring in some age and experience. I personally do not have the expectation that Oscar Tshiebwe will be back next year. I would be very shocked if he was, just seeing a National Player of the Year, potentially two-time National Player of the Year.
Well, now they're just being greedy. I mean, can you not have enough? Yeah. Okay. So you just got DJ Wagner. Do I have to pivot to, hey, do you think Oscar will come back? Because he can make more money in Lexington than he can, you know, on the Charlotte Hornets G League team. I don't know.
Yeah, that team is going to need some leadership. They're going to need experience around them. Because, again, anytime you're asking two 17, 18-year-old kids to learn how to adjust their games. They've been playing the game a certain way their entire lives. Now they're going to have to learn to play a new style in a new way without the basketball, without being able to take every single shot that they could possibly want out on the basketball court. They're going to have to rein things in and really learn how to play together. And for that stuff to really happen, I would say faster you need that older experience and guys who have been around winning programs. Kentucky obviously has a handful of vets this year. I think it's going to be immensely valuable. Like, I think people are really underselling the value of a guy like Lance Ware this year and what he's going to mean inside that locker room and into that program, especially while Oscar Tshiebwe is currently gone. So I think that team next year with Rob Dillingham, DJ Wagner, Justin Edwards, Aaron Bradshaw even, he's going to have a lot of maturing to do. And then Reed Shepard, those guys to have older 3-4 year guys who have been in college, whether they've been at Kentucky or they've been elsewhere, they're really going to need that mentorship to kind of bring them along and show them the ropes of what it means to win, not only at the high major level, but at the Kentucky basketball level.
Just quickly, and Travis Branham with us, and we'll get you out of here. Ugonna Onyenzo, we talked about him when he committed, didn't think he was going to play, and now he's doing this. Travis, what do you think, man? I mean, the guy looks like he can play. I mean, he's going to play this season. I would imagine by looking at the rawness of him, I mean, the NBA is going to want him sooner or later, I would imagine.
Shoot, man. You go back even to July, the amount of improvement that he has made in such a short span is incredible. He was one of those guys that came in, and I anticipated him having limited to no role. Obviously, they've only played Howard and, gosh darn it, I'm forgetting who the other team was. But they've played two low-major programs.
Oh, yeah, Howard, and who did they play?
Oh, they played
It was El Strebel, you don't know. Jack, help us.
El Strebel did the post-game show, and I was at the game covering
covering the game.
I can't think of the name.
I watched the game. I bet the game.
Oh, it was
South Dakota State, because that's or South Carolina State on Thursday.
No, it's Thursday.
Now I've got to look it up. Hang on.
Exactly.
Kentucky basketball. Hang on. Travis, hang on. We're not going to go anywhere.
Yelling at their radios right now.
We're not going anywhere. Duquesne.
The Dukes.
Oh, man. So to see him play and to do what he's doing against those teams, you can't buy too much stock into it. It's something every year we all have to remind ourselves. Like, it is the first couple games of the season. There's so much to play out. But still, to see him do what he's doing, even against that competition, to see how quickly he's adapting into the flow of the offense and the defense and buying into what he's supposed to be doing, I'm very, very impressed. He's very raw still, but, I mean, to see how raw – I mean, if you're calling him raw now, you should have seen him a year ago, even if that. You could go back to July and just see, the immense improvement he's made. So, personally, I would even say that I was wrong on him coming in. My expectations were too low, especially for year one. So, very impressed. All the credit in the world to Ghana, putting the work and the time in, adapting quickly. It's something you don't see with many internationals to adapt so quickly. So, a lot of credit to him. He is definitely looking like a very promising player in the years ahead.
He's a guy you got to keep around. You got to figure out how to keep him around for another year. And I say that just because he's more valuable. He's more valuable to the NBA. Move the numbers aside. He could be more valuable. Last one. I mean, not even recruiting wise. I mean, there's a Louisville aspect of this. We've known now for a while, despite the arrogance from some U of L fans and others. We see what's happened here. But they begin the season 0-2, and Bellarmine and Rice State, they haven't even played a team that's in like the top 65-75 of KenPom. What have you made of their start, Travis? Anything?
Obviously it's a disappointing start. You don't ever anticipate coming in losing your first two home games, but at the same time, this was a team we knew needed time. We knew that they were going to struggle this year. This is a rebuild process. So to have expected them to honestly compete in the ACC were going to be outlandish expectations in year one, especially with this roster. You can say what you want. Maybe you can see fans, well, you should have gotten Imani Bates, or you should have gotten more guards in the portal. You got to be a bit picky when you're trying to rebuild a program. You want to get the right guys that fit what you are all about, your culture that you're trying to build. So this is a complete rebuild. It's going to take them time. They have a chance. I think they already have two good pieces on board in this 2023 class in Curtis Williams and Caleb Glenn. I think those are two good foundational pieces that get you going in the right direction, that fit the culture you're trying to build, or that Kenny Payne is trying to build there. So it's just going to take time. It's one step at a time type process. So, obviously, again, losing your first two games of the season, obviously losing to the D2 program, it's not what you want. It does look – it's not a great look, but it's going to take them time. And I think on the recruiting trail and bringing that, new blood, if you will, to rejuvenate – give new life to this program, I think they're on the right track right now in 2023.
I said last one, but quickly, I mean, listen, Kenny Payne has to get somebody. They have got fine players, and they've got some four-star kids, and people are really excited about Caleb Glenn. I know Kamari Lands right now is really struggling, and he's probably being thrown into the fire a little bit more, but I'm good with that. I mean, if you're not going to win games, hey, go play the young guys. Like, at some point, Devin Ree, at some point, play Roosevelt Wheeler more if he can. Don't foul. Get Sidney Curry. I mean, right now, Sidney Curry can't do a damn thing out there. So it's about youth. But at some point, and I know this goes to DJ Wagner, it then goes to Isaiah Miranda, it then goes to AJ Johnson, they're going to have to make a splash. And that's what Kenny Payne was hired to do. That's what Louisville fans are expecting. So I don't know if I want to limit it to just those two guys and AJ Johnson and Isaiah Miranda, but making a splash, can he do that? Those two guys, I think for me, now that Kentucky is set, right, that those two guys and probably some of the Louisville stuff, if we call you, Travis, it's going to be about that instead of DJ Wagner.
Yeah, I think he still has a chance. I wrote a preview or a early signing period article the other day. Louisville is on my winter watch. They are the team we're all going to be keeping a close eye on, because you're exactly right. He has two good pieces, but it's not a splash with Caleb Glenn and Curtis Williams. No disrespect or nothing to them, but to make a splash, you're going to want to get that five-star in A.J. Johnson. You're going to want to get that five-star type talent. Isaiah Miranda is not currently a five-star, but he's got the talent to be one, and Isaiah Miranda. So if he wants to make a splash, he's going to need to get one of those two guys. I do think, again, I told you guys a few weeks ago, he's in good spot with both of them, specifically with Isaiah Miranda. If I had a classified leader today, it would be Louisville for Isaiah Miranda, A.J. Johnson. But first, on Isaiah Miranda, I don't anticipate a decision out of him anytime soon. I think that one's going to take some time to play out. I anticipate him taking more visits. He's going to continue to fill out this professional route, but I still, at this moment, I still anticipate him going to college. A.J. Johnson, I think we will have a decision. We'll have an answer as to where he is going sooner than later. I do think that Louisville has some ground to make up, but they also haven't gotten a visit out of him yet. So it's hard to really kind of say they – Texas just has a leg up in the regard they've had him on campus. That's the team to beat. G League, I do, is still going to be an option for A.J. Johnson, but you're right. To make a splash, going to have to get one of those two. At this moment, I would anticipate that being more Isaiah Miranda, but again, we'll have more information in the weeks ahead, especially when we figure out whether A.J. Johnson is indeed taking this visit to Louisville.
You never want to be in a recruiting battle against Chris Beard. Louisville's found that out like three times.
Yeah.
You never just want to be in a recruiting. Who did they just land the other day? Didn't they land someone? Who did they land the other day that you know, Arkansas? Yeah.
Ron Holland. They thought it was Arkansas.
Arkansas was sniffing around there, and Ella must bust, but when Chris Beard and Texas lock in,
watch out.
They lock in is the best way to say it. Travis, appreciate the time. I know it's busy today. Appreciate your work following this, and obviously we'll be catching up down the road for other matters as well, but we can put the DJ Wagner saga to bed. Thank you so much.
Anytime. Appreciate you guys having me on.
All right, appreciate Thanks, Travis Branham, 24/7 Sports. There you go.
Yeah, that was good. Good stuff. I like how Travis was like, you know what? I was wrong.
Yeah.
He can admit it, and there's nothing wrong with that. No, we're not crushing him. He's not getting crushed. He's a big boy.
If I go back even a couple months ago, maybe, I don't know the exact timeline. I mean, I was trying to talk you out of it. Like three, four months ago, for sure. Me and Jack were trying to lead you
away.
There was
one brief moment.
Yes, it was when you were off. There was like one smidge of a moment.
Yeah, what happened?
I was talking to Branham.
David Sisk and Branham got him.
Yeah, it was Branham.
So you're blaming Branham?
No.
Is that when he flipped his crystal ball?
That's when he flipped the crystal ball.
That happened when I was off.
That's when you're off.
Right.
Yeah. Now, just for a smidge, I was like, I don't know.
Don't worry.
It's
in the medley.
I'm sure it is in the medley.
We got to get to the medley.
Yeah.
So let's just do it. At 4:30, it's coming up. We're 5 minutes away.
Okay.
Jack, let's take a break. Do what we need to do.
Did you want to take Travis on the line? He yelled through Branham.
Oh, sure.
Sure.
Yeah, my bad. I forgot about him. Travis, fire away. 267-9680. Anytime you want to call in, go ahead.
All right, hey, I'm going to be quick. First of all, Andy, I heard you at the beginning of the show. You always like to make it something fun and interesting when you say you're wrong, to try to deflect off how many times you're wrong. But the second thing is, let me just ask this, and let's just be honest. Why is it just for business only that down there at the broom closet that we try to put Louisville, Kentucky on the same standards across the board, and not talking about recruiting? I know obviously now that they're closer when it comes to football, and that game probably is going to be a 3-point line or something. I don't know who's going to be favored or whatever, but I'm talking about recruiting wise. Why is it that it's always just we talk about things with Kentucky and Louisville when they're not on the same level of recruiting? Never have been in the last 5-7 years.
Well, that's what Freeble's been telling you.
But we still do it. Why?
That's why we exist.
The leader of it, Sweeney.
I'm not the leader of it. I'm
sure
not the leader of putting the same two. No, I'm not.
No.
You think I'm the leader of putting – you think out of all the people at ESPN Louisville that I'm the leader of putting Louisville on the same pedestal as Kentucky?
How about this? You're the leader that has credibility because you hide behind the fact that you're not a fanboy, which I believe opposite, but that's what I'm saying. You're on the show here that takes Strieble.
Who do you think I'm a fanboy of?
Louisville, obviously.
Why?
Why? Go look at your Twitter. You and I had a back and forth this weekend.
Oh, I don't know who you are. I'm sorry. What's your name on Twitter?
Travis.
Your name's Travis on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm
Travis
from Shepherdsville.
Oh, you're the guy that called me out that said I hide behind a microphone. 337 West Cardinal Boulevard. You know where I'm at, buddy. Monday through Friday. 337 West Cardinal Boulevard. You're hiding behind the phone. You are a nobody. You are a nobody. You need me. You need me. That's why you waited through a 20-minute interview, because you need me. Because I give you life. Because I sustain you and your family.
No.
That's what I do.
Listen,
I sustain you.
All you do is get drunk.
I am your vegetable.
On the air. Yeah, believe me, I make three times the amount of money you ever make,
what do you?
Brother.
Oh, do you? Oh, you're so tough. You make three. You make three times.
You
sat here for 20 minutes. Lame ass. You sat here for 20 minutes while I interviewed somebody.
You need Louisville to be relevant so that you keep a paycheck, brother. I make my own. I'm out. See you, Red Packer.
Oh, you messed up at the very end, Travis. Waited for 25 minutes.
Yeah.
To do that.
Well, not time. You know when they say time
Louisville
well spent?
Louisville fans are mad. You know what? Streeble's smiling, drinking a peppermint beer right now.
Bourbon barrel, peppermint porter. Yummy.
Steve, fire away.
Guys.
Hey.
Hello, gentlemen. Oh, man, I can't believe this. If you go back and check my text, I did predict Kentucky go 7-5 in football this year. So I'm the only intelligent UK fan that could see that we had problems. But for real, I will say this. I thought 90% this boy would go to UofL. I saw Milt Wagner, my local Kroger, and the guy behind me talking to him about it. And I was listening to the discussion. I'm like, well, man, he's not like leading the guy on. He wasn't like, oh, yeah, he's coming. He was real. You know, he's considering his options and all that. And I'm telling you, I would have been 90% the guy was going to UofL. I'm shocked. So anyway, bite it, Louisville fans. Bite it. Eat it, baby. Eat it. We love the tears. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. And I believe Steve. He was 7-5. I don't know why I believe Steve. He sounds like an honest gent.
The guy's so, like, I battled you on Twitter. It's like, dude, I don't. You people don't matter to me on Twitter.
Yeah, the Twitter battles. Don't you remember that Saturday night?
We got people that come in our studio that don't work here that bleep talk me on Twitter.
Yeah.
But we don't care here. We laugh at all of you.
Yeah.
Y'all are bums. My man had to go to, I make more money than you. Like, I know, like, he knows what I make. Maybe I'm selling big time meth on the side, dude.
You might be.
Okay.
You might have a Walter White situation. You live in a normal house. You had a normal family.
Maybe you don't.
But you got money in barrels.
Maybe you don't know. We're flying cocaine across borders, man.
Yeah, we're going. We're going to Vietnam and back.
Texas says we need to take more calls. Texas says, sweetie, soft. Guy, the Louisville fan, we get called KSR by the own workers here.
Yeah, we do. Yes.
Just because I talk Kentucky.
Yes, and because of,
well, I had to. Yeah. The basketball team doesn't know to call a foul.
Nick wants to clarify that we're called Cat West.
Cat
What's
West.
That?
Cat West.
Cat West.
Cat West. How about that? Cat West. I'm scared for your voice, by the way, Andy.
It's not good.
It was just worrying me right now.
Back on July 20th, Alan Thomas said regarding DJ Wagner's commitment timeline, the Denny Crum dorms will be completed this fall, and Louisville Live will be closer to the beginning of the season than last year. On top of that, he hasn't visited yet. The further DJ pushes it back, the better it looks for Louisville.
That was one tweet. There's a lot more. There's a lot more.
Texas says, don't worry, CMB. This is from Bless. DJ will be here two seasons.
Two seasons?
Two seasons.
Two seasons?
The New Jersey pipeline is back.
Oh, my gosh.
There's exactly zero room for Dillingham, Shepherd, and Wagner in the same starting lineup. You think any of them plan on coming off the bench? Good morning. Oh. April 7th, Duke is really going to hate us after what I was just told.
Secured. That might hurt worse than the DJ stuff.
No, it doesn't.
But I'm the Louisville fan.
Yeah.
Like, we just got the rights, man. Like, I worked here for 11 years, 13 in the market. Without Louisville, like making fun of Vannetti.
Yes. Which is where, if you want to start the radio business, that's how you start.
Who else do we have here? Do we have anybody else?
Yeah, Paul. Then we'll go to break.
Paul. Hey, Paulie. Go ahead, Paul.
What's going on, you broke Louisville bum? Good Lord. What was that guy's problem?
I don't know. He had a bad day. He had a bad day. Yes, Paul.
How about them Cats?
How about them Cats? Let's go, Paul. Hey, let's go.
You know what you need? Can you drop your radio mic? Is that possible?
I have a headset. I wish I could.
Is it too loud? I can turn you down.
No, he means like drop it.
Oh, you mean like drop the mic?
I don't want to break this headset. We don't have a lot floating around, and if I broke this headset, it would be bad. It wouldn't be good.
We mean it would be bad. We have radio people around here break stuff all the time.
That's a good
and
point.
We just we just don't say a thing, and we just replace it, and no one says anything. And you act like you're going to get fired.
No,
like
I don't
you're
going
to be reprimanded. Like you're going to get you're going to get ridden up for breaking one of the headsets.
I just like to talk, and I don't want to break the headset.
Hey, it's okay. That guy makes three times what Andy makes. He'll pay for another one.
That's a good point. He'll pay for our headsets around here.
Like, leave my – just because you lost out on DJ Wagner, leave my radio salary out of it.
Yeah. What does that have to do with anything? Yeah.
Make fun of other things. There's a lot. Fatness, baldness. There's a lot of places you can go.
Let's leave Sarah
out. Drop Mike. Why don't you give him the old Brock Lesnar, Hulk Hogan? Say, party's over, Peepaw. It's done.
It is over. I don't want to attack Milt, though. He seems like a nice man. I'll leave Milt alone.
I appreciate it, Paul. There we go. Paul.
That was a lot.
I got nothing against Milt. Again, it's not the coaching staff's fault. It's other people's fault that we're sitting here having to do this. Not my fault, not coaching staff, other people. It's their fault.
Texas says, I am your vegetable.
You gotta eat your vegetable.
Mitch is listening.
Mitchell
Hannigan.
What's old Mitch up to? Slandering Kenny Payne?
He's hanging out with a bunch of women. So.
Oh, well, I didn't know.
He's at a brothel.
Like House
of Dragons. He's at the Bunny Ranch.
Oh, the Bunny Ranch.
There's just women everywhere around him. They're feeding him grapes.
Oh,
they're fanning him. There's favors. Yeah, I mean, that's what he's doing. What do you think he's doing? He's sitting alone in his apartment with his dog. Strip, what do you think he's doing? He ain't doing anything.
I don't think he's at work or
he's trying to sell season tickets to the St. Louis Cardinals. We get it. You're the best fans in baseball.
Yes. Shouldn't be that hard. Those tickets sell themselves. Right, Mitch? They just sell themselves.
I love this texter. What if they don't win a championship with DJ? What do you know about? What does anyone around here know about a championship right now? What am I going to go to an Indiana fan? I go back to Bobby Knight when Bobby Knight was like walking around and stuff.
Yeah.
I got to go back to 2013 and then I got to go back to when I was 2 years old. I mean, stop it. Let's
see. That's been the go-to today has been the, if Cal doesn't win with DJ,
Texas says if Travis made more money, he'd be living in Mount Washington and not Shepherdsville.
That's or be living in Lake Forest next to Locke.
That guy said, I know you from high school. You've always been an a-hole. Like, yeah, that's why I'm on the radio.
Oh, someone said that?
Yeah, that
on
guy. Now I remember. I'm like, yeah, that's why I'm on the radio.
Travis, he said that.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah,
wow.
That's why we're doing this.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not an investment banker, okay?
That's why I'm not a plastic surgeon.
Yeah. Again, Strebel's 10-year-old son wants to be a plastic surgeon.
We think it's breast augmentation.
Yeah. Well, he's going to be on the air.
Yeah, he'll be ready to go.
Jack, we're going to be at the Tin Roof tomorrow, supposedly. Drew Franklin will not be there.
Oh, he's on his honeymoon, right?
It's the UK alumni.
Oh, that'll be fun.
So you're going to have to lie and say you went there.
I graduated in 2005.
Yeah, to the Crawford School of Journalism or whatever it is up there.
I thought it was the Tipton School of Journalism.
I don't know.
I know. I'm kidding. It's a Jerry Tipton joke. That's all it was. It should be the Jerry Tipton School of Journalism, damn it. That's what it should
Texas be. Texas says, your voice sounds like bleep. You need to take more calls. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Calls have been great.
Yeah, but most of the time when it's just like another loss by Louisville basketball, it's like, what we're going to take calls on that?
No.
What? I mean, no offense. We love Samson. He's a P1 listener. But am I going to take Samson's call? He's been on three different shows. Like, well, you know, no offense. Is it, do the people need to hear that another time?
Furniture John.
All right,
again?
Let's see. Yeah, I mean,
Lawrence.
Yeah.
Is Lawrence going to call?
Lawrence is like, Sweeney, I make three times as much as you. Like, damn, Lawrence.
Damn, Lawrence.
It's not crazy. You.
You too.
Oh, goodness. Let's take a break. All right, the medley. It's coming medley up next. Time. Medley. Medley next. Take us to break, Jack. Medley next on The Take.
Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says you sound like a teenage girl.
Yeah, dude.
Texas says I'm a UK fan. You're embarrassing us.
And James Strebel.
You keep texting that in while Calipari knows me and not you, buddy. How about them apples? In your sad cell phone. Your Nokia brick.
Oh,
on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Basketball on in about 15 minutes. Probably not a good day to leave the show 10, 15 minutes early.
About an hour. That's not 15 minutes.
What's that?
He said in 15 minutes, but it's 5:45, so in about an hour.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you.
I need to go back to the tape to see if that's exactly what I said. Eagles Commanders over on 93.9 The Ville beginning at 7:30. So there you go.
Yeah.
Very busy today.
Some Monday Night Football, a little Bellarmine's basketball. Keep rolling, Bellarmine. Keep rolling, Scotty D.
There you go. We'll keep rolling along. So
yes.
That's what we'll do. All right, Jack, we got 13 minutes of a medley.
Oh, boy.
Yes, we do.
Is that your record, Jack?
Well, and I think we should...
It's easily the record.
I think we should play this to lead into Bellarmine.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Just to play this to lead. Like, I want it, Jack, in my perfect world.
Yes.
I would off at 5:27.
I would want the medley to roll from that just into Doug Ormay's voice. Like, I would love for the last yelling right or wrong person on the medley to just go into Doug Ormay's beautiful voice. Jack did this. We'll put it up on the podcast center. I haven't heard it. I have not heard it.
Oh, so we're all new except for Jack.
I've heard bits and pieces, and we've all we've heard it mostly over the last 6-7 months or so.
Right.
So I have no idea what's on this.
Okay.
Go ahead. Well, let's go, Jack. Let's go.
Are you ready? From the University of Kentucky, live on ESPN,
and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
I would be fascinated to see the Kenny Payne versus Cal war that would go on recruiting-wise if they hire Kenny Payne, because everybody thinks he's going to go to Kentucky. Like, that's a given today. When Kenny Payne gets the job at Louisville, like, does he go to Louisville? Like, it's a realistic question. Like, they could absolutely get the number one player in the country right off the bat from Kentucky at Louisville. Like, how crazy would that be?
DJ Wagner ain't coming to Louisville.
Oh, there it is.
the team with DJ Wagner and Mackenzie Baca and all them the year after. Yeah, that team will be a national championship team. But this team, like I'm saying, like, dude, like, man, this is a good squad.
I'm confident that DJ Wagner is going to be at Kentucky and not Louisville.
It's a national thing, you know. I mean, we're talking the number one player in America.
DJ versus Bronny. Is LeBron going to be there?
Oh, maybe.
Surely LeBron's here, right?
Maybe.
I mean, he might as well get comfortable.
Why not recruit Bronny?
You want Bronny on your team?
Yeah.
Why do you want Bronny?
DJ Wagner and Bronny? Like, this is awesome.
DJ Wagner, you're starting to say, no longer the number one player in the country, Mark. What happened?
Well, I probably picked up a few crystal balls from Louisville, and so they had to slide them down the rankings. That's how that works.
There it is.
Yeah, you know, if he had picked up a few crystal balls from North Carolina, he'd be solidly the number one player in the country, or Duke, or whatever. But no, when you're crystal balling a player to Louisville, they got to slide them down the rankings.
When you were at Memphis, DeJuan was there. We all know that your grandson is one of the top players in the country. Do you have to stay out of that in terms of what happens going forward in recruiting of him?
Well, I'm not getting into that right now. Like I said, this is just about me.
Uncle Wes, Uncle Milt, Uncle Kenny, Uncle this, Cal.
Since that day has been announced that KP is coming in, the information has been kind of tilting towards Louisville's favor. They have very strong family ties, as does Kentucky, obviously. There's no denying that. But sources are, that I've talked to, they all have increasingly become more confident as time goes on that DJ will ultimately land at Louisville.
It's family.
Yeah, exactly. You
know?
So
we got Uncle Wes, Uncle Jerry. And hey, who knows? Maybe we'll add another member to the family.
We were just talking to one of them, Uncle William Wesley, Uncle Wes. I know he's probably watching right now. He said, make sure I shout him out. But I know he's a very happy man and proud man right now as well.
He introduced himself to me, and then he was Fresh Wes, and he ran a sneaker store in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and said, you're going to see me around a lot the next few years because I'm best friends with Billy Thompson and Milt Wagner.
Louisville couldn't hire Kenny Payne and Uncle Wes until July 1st. Now, if July 1st happens, all of a sudden the world changes. What does Lachlan McClain say? The data changed.
Oh.
So the data's changed. And so you can scream a lot. When they were doing that, it was illegal. Now it's not.
Stop with DJ Wagner, Louisville fans. Stop. Move on. You got to quit doing this to yourselves. He ain't coming. He's not. Ultimately, I'm going to be completely vindicated here, and I'm so happy that all these Louisville fans put all their chips, hopes, dreams into Kenny Payne to get DJ Wagner, and you fell on your face, and you're going to have another bum class like this bum class you have coming in. The class of nobody.
Settle down.
How about that? Rummage! Rummage! Where are you, Rummage, Maven? Maven!
Strebel can do a lot of screaming and stuff like that, but that's the reality of the situation. And I would like to have, as the rule change, the guy who knows how this works. I want Uncle Wes.
You conveniently forget that, I don't know, John Calipari actually coached DJ Wagner's father at Memphis. They don't remember that. Who's closer to the son, Gramps or Papa? Probably Papa.
I still think that Louisville has the inside track on DJ.
If nothing else, it looks like Louisville is guaranteed DJ Wagner's most likely not going to Kentucky.
I would love that.
I heard a recruit the EYBL last week. They were talking, and I can't remember who it was. I don't even think it was anybody that Louisville was recruiting, but they were like, yeah, like DJ Wagner was holding a baby.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it was like
DJ Wagner signed a baby.
Yeah, he literally took a picture. It was like kissing a baby in Louisville garb.
Yeah,
like,
so happy.
It was like, you know, like, I mean, to him, that's massive. People see that. They're like,
yeah,
these people are like, this is insane. You know, this is awesome.
Incredible.
Damn it, Finkelstein. Damn it, Finkelstein. What are you doing to me? I mean, it's over, Perrin. It's over for me. I'm throwing the damn paper. I know I got to read. I got to tell you about Cincinnati Reds later on in Louisville City FC. I don't give a damn. I'm throwing the paper away.
Congrats. Congrats, Louisville fans. Congrats. We don't have a shot. It's over. It's over. It's over.
Oh.
Payne should have gone to Spain.
Payne should have gone to Spain with a big bag of money, with a bunch of euros in this, and you know, and
some crypto.
And all we need is Kenny Payne to go to Spain. Hopefully, we come back to Spain and John Calipari and DJ Wagner didn't elope while that happened. but you know, we'll see how this all occurs.
Texture says, "Why isn't Payne going to Spain? I don't know.
I don't know.
He's dispatching his garrison. I don't know.
There's nine players here that he needs to attend to.
Yeah. You know?
Calipari is not waving the white flag when it comes to DJ Wagner.
That's the second one today, Jack. That's the second one today. You had Graf earlier. You got Branham now. Y'all got too comfortable. You got too comfortable with KP. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, everybody. Here comes Cal. Here comes Cal in Spain. Watch out. Watch out. Kenny Payne, you should have gone, buddy. You should have gone, KP. Nolan Smith doesn't hit like Calipari. He just doesn't. Whoopsie. Whoopsie. How about that? Woo.
I kind of changed my direction. Lord, I guess I went and broke their family tradition. Get on me, want to know, Hank, why?
Kenny Payne's too comfortable. Kenny Payne hired Pop, and he expected
it's
DJ.
The same,
just,
it's the
no,
same
no,
thing, Jack. 5 o'clock hour.
He expected
exact same
DJ
thing
Wagner just to fall in his lap.
To hell with you, Branham.
That's exactly what happened. Calipari said, no, I'm going to Spain to see you personally.
Over and over. Everybody made my prediction. So if I get stoned, I'm just carrying on an old family tradition.
I'm going to make my pitch. I'm not just going to hire family members to sit back and say, here, come to me, big boy. I hired Grandpa. Just come over here. No, Calipari's working. He is working. He didn't send assistants. He went himself.
He bought assistants.
He went himself.
Yeah.
So that's, no. My theory about Spain is spot on.
But what about,
it is spot on.
Cal better not lose him.
If Calipari loses DJ Wagner to Louisville after DJ Wagner showing up on Nike ads? Woo! Oh, man. Would y'all agree?
Adidas 100% cares. If DJ Wagner goes to Louisville and he's in Nike commercials, they will care. They will not like that, Steve. If they want to be in Adidas school and he's on with Drake repping Nike off the court, you don't think they care about that?
I've said it on this show before, and I'm going to say it again. Before we even get to the Kenny Payne element, Nike nor Adidas give 2 cents if a kid plays 6 months at the other school's university. Don't care. Don't care.
I wouldn't say that we're not going to get him. I don't think this is done. I don't think this is finished at all. I think that there's a lot of buzz and a lot of conjecture. And while, you know, it's not over and some people think Kentucky might have an edge, until the kid says anything, until the kid announces, I don't think it's over. He hasn't visited Louisville yet.
Oh, he's always, we're so sure that DJ Wagner's going to go to Louisville, huh? That didn't sound very positive towards the Louisville side, did it? No, not at all. How about that? Hey, Jody looks scared. Oh, he's not a lock? Oh, listen to this, all you card bums. Listen to this. Y'all just believe that just because Kenny Payne's the coach, he's automatically coming. Listen, and look, DeJuan Wagner don't look too happy in that picture either. How about that? How about that? Don't count your chickens before they hatch. You think it's over? It ain't over.
You got Milt Wagner, you got Purvis Ellison in play, and Louisville can't get him. And, and then also T.J. Wagner gets the crystal ball to go to Kentucky. And, you know, we'll see when he actually commits. But Kenny Payne should have gone to Spain.
Yep.
And with there are other players out there, sure, okay. But, like, that's just one of those things you got to go above and beyond for the best talent that's out there.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. I got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And
they stay there?
It's over. Can we now say, can we now put it,
is.
Can we put it to bed?
No.
R.I.P. DJ Wagner to Louisville. It's dead.
Boy,
it's gone.
Wow, he's
it's
giving
underground.
Us more content.
It's underground, or it's in a,
it's in a cave.
Or it's in a mausoleum, or it's been cremated. It's dead. Pat on the head. That's good for you, coach. Good for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I cannot wait till he commits to Kentucky and everybody pivots. And y'all get some 3-star, 4-star bum. Let's go. That's from DJ. That's not from Twitter account anonymous Louisville dude. Let's go. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
I mean, if we get him and AJ Johnson, I'm like, DJ who? I don't care nothing about DJ.
He looks like Anton Gill, but less athletic.
He lost this one. Like, right now, to me, I'm taking this as an L, and I want DJ Wagner.
Kenny Payne struck out. He lost DJ. He's going to Kentucky. That's it. And we're going to suck.
Yo, this is all about rivalry getting him.
Yeah, you because again, when you look at 6'2", 6'3", on the court, you're like, damn.
DJ Wagner's probably going to go to Kentucky. You got me. Ha.
You know who he does have a close relationship? Cal. John Calipari. That's who he has a close relationship with. John Calipari.
Bruiser Flint.
I don't care who it is.
Jack, this is how it's going to be, man.
Yep. DJ Wagner to Kentucky. DJ Wagner, Justin Edwards, Aaron Bradshaw. Let's go. We're going to get more than Reed Shepard. We're going to get more.
You forgot about Reed Shepard.
And O's coming back, too. Oh! Already got Kingsley.
O's
already
not coming back.
Already got a Duke Pharaoh. Oh, boy. Cal's going to run off to the sunset with two back-to-back Final Fours.
16.
Woo! Woo! Oh, boy. Woo!
All I do is win, no matter what. Look at money.
Oh, is that it, Jack? Oh,
great job.
Oh,
yeah. That 13 minutes flew by, man. That was good stuff, Jack.
A 13-minute big rig victory.
That was great.
Oh, man.
That was great, Jack.
Oh, man. What a stupid thing.
It was a stupid thing.
What a stupid story.
Stroll down memory lane.
Oh, man. What a stupid story, man.
It's just because.
What a stupid story.
It was the Kenny Payne element put it over the edge. If it was just a regular old.
Kenny never should have hired Milt. He never should have hired Milt. You know when you hire Milt, like, in, like, 2 months, 3 months?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, tell him to wait 9 months.
Yeah.
Tell him to wait a year, and you got him.
You have a job.
You got him. Give me 10 months. Give me 9 months. Let's get into the season, and we're good to go. In fact, you could have brought him in, like, next year. Like, you could have brought him in the ACC, and the team's down, obviously. You could have said, hey, he's going to come in, and he knows how it is to go through tough times, and that's how you could have spun it. I don't – that was a mistake.
In retrospect.
To me, wait 10 months. You're my guy. I got you.
Right.
Wait 10 months.
But we've got to get through some stuff first. And
It was a setup to make Kenny look worse.
Oh, it was a setup for failure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really was.
I mean, it was the ultimate gamble. We thought we could get him, and it didn't work. All right, we got to take – Jack, you want to take like a two-minute break here?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a two-minute break. Yeah. What are you checking?
I didn't know how late it was.
I mean, it's just – we're a mess today, okay?
Yeah, we are.
Two-minute break. 5 o'clock hour. We got a hit on DJ. I should bring up some of that Paul Biancardi sound. He talked to DJ. And then, again, Kenny Payne didn't foul down the stretch. Louisville 0-2. They should not be 0-2. They should be 2-0. They should at least be 1-1 through these first two games. And I think that would mean something to have a win over Wright State in your back pocket. KenPom, they were better than Bellarmine. And then, I mean, you got to sound off. I know you did it. You got to sound off on Kentucky football.
Yeah, 100%.
Who was an embarrassment.
Yes.
And you cannot come back with some of the same players and some of the same coaches after you lose at home to South Carolina and Vanderbilt. Did you see what happened to South Carolina, Florida? Did you see that?
Yeah, Florida killed them.
Yeah, that's what you do with a bad team.
Yeah,
what you do with a fly.
Yeah,
you stomp it out.
On it,
a little stomp in the background.
Stomp. A fly swatter. You swat it away.
It's a stomping Monday. Yeah. 2 minute break. Back at it. 5 o'clock hour coming up next.